So you understood what I was talking about yesterday morning? No. Well, if you understood, you know, then I don't need to talk anything anymore. Sitting there just like tree stumps, yeah? Shall I ask everyone, you know, I mean, if he understood what I was talking yesterday about an Alex? Oh, he doesn't remember.
It's more than 24 hours ago.
I mean, even if it is just 30 minutes ago, I mean, you don't remember. Who remembered what I was talking about in the morning? Tan Martin? You did not understand. Tan Richard, did you understand? just looking in your bowl, you know, food, you know, thinking about this, thinking about that, you know, and not listening to what the Ajahn talks, huh? I was talking about our eyes, yeah? I mean, our eyes, you know, see everything, yeah? I mean, they see the trees, they see the houses, yeah? They see the nature, yeah? They see people, yeah? Very clear, huh? Most of us probably have 20/20 vision, yeah? So, I mean, we see the things so clear, yeah? Outside. But inside our heart, you know, there's just darkness, yeah? And that's what I was talking about. About the darkness in our heart, yeah? It is the same thing, yeah? When you look at it, yeah? I mean, people, yeah? People standing at their window, all constantly looking out, never, you know, looking what is going on in the house. So when there is a smell coming up, or when there's heat coming up or cold coming up, they look for the reasons outside. Yeah? And that's what we do. We use our senses, you know, to go out into the world. Yeah? We don't use it, you know, to see what is going on in our heart. And that makes us blind. We are blinded by our senses, we are blinded by our eyes, and interpret, you know, that what we see. And what we see, what do we see? What do we hear? Huh? What do we feel? We have words for it. And we are confused by these words. What do these words mean? What does the eye see? Form and color. What does the ear hear? Yeah? I mean sounds. Yeah? But do we hear sounds? No, we hear a dog barking, we hear somebody talking. Yeah? We can distinguish between languages and so on and so on. But we don't hear the sound. And we don't see the color and the form. We just interpret the images of what we see. That's why we are blinded. We are blinded by our own memories, yeah? We are blinded by our views, we are blinded by our opinion. Yeah? And when do we learn that? Yeah, in this life, when do we learn that? When we are born. Yeah? We are interpreting, yeah? We are interpreting the things that we are getting in touch with. Be it through the senses of the eyes, the ears, the nose, yeah, and the tongue. And then we use the words for it, yeah, use it in the symbols, you know, and define it at this and at that, yeah. And instead of living in the reality, yeah, where all the things are coming from, just like in the example, you know, we constantly look out of the window and looking what the people are doing or what is going on outside, and never looking, yeah. I mean, where is the dukkha coming from? The dukkha is coming from inside our heart. Where is the anger coming in? Coming from? It's coming from inside of our heart. But if we don't look inside of our heart, yeah, and see these things arising and ceasing, see these things forming or not forming, I mean, then we are in the blind, yeah? I mean, we only look outside. That's why it is called believing in the dark. It is the same thing, you know, when it is dark, when you go in the evening, when you go outside your kuti and your flashlight is not strong enough. What do you see? I mean, you take a branch of a tree, you know, you take it for a snake, yeah? Or you take a snake for a branch of a tree, because we don't see clearly. This is the problem, because we always look outside and we think, yeah? Like, just like everybody in this world, you know, I mean, how do we know it, yeah? How should we know the difference? Because we are taught from the beginning of our life, this is this, this is that, you know, and we are very good at distinguishing, you know, from one thing to the other thing, yeah? But we are not living actually in our heart, where we see where the things are arising and ceasing, where the things are coming from. Where is our anger coming from? Is it coming from what we see or what we hear? Is it really coming from there? Is it when we see, you know, the other person, you know, doing something that we don't like, is it coming from this seeing, yeah? Or is it coming from the interpretation of what we see? Or is it coming from the interpretation of what we hear? But we believe it. That's why we completely live in the darkness, yeah? when you go back to avidya, you know what is it? Yeah, fundamental ignorance. You know what? That is the definition of avidya. Yeah, not knowing. Huh? Only knowing what we think we know, but not knowing in line with the truth. Yeah, and also wanting to know, but not being able to know. You remember that? Huh? So, I mean, everything what we see, everything what we hear, everything what we smell, everything what we touch, you know, we interpret, yeah? We form conclusions all the time. And we live in these conclusions. Just like we live, you know, I mean, we live in the future and we live in the past because we don't live in the present moment, yeah? In the present moment, there are things only happening, yeah? Well, where are you? You know, where, ask yourself, where are you? Are you there in the present moment where things are happening in the heart, where you see an emotion, a feeling stirs up, you know, or thought comes up, you know, or memory comes up? Are you there at the beginning, or already are you in the interpretation of it? Because if you're in the interpretation of it, then you're already in the dark. The knowing mind knows when a feeling comes up, knows before the thought is formed. Yeah, it knows the intention to think. It knows the intention to move. Huh? It knows that there is a sound, but you know, it comes so automatically. It comes so instantly. Yeah, we hear a sound and instantly know what it is. We have a sight. You know, we instantly know what it is. Huh? We have a smell and we most of the time know instantly what it is. So I mean, we are not there, you know, we are not staying there with what is happening in our heart, yeah? I mean, the sense impressions that happen in our heart, these are realities. Whatever we make out of these sense impressions, no matter from where they are coming, yeah? Be it through touch, be it through smell, be it through tasting, yeah? Be it through seeing, be it through hearing, yeah? We don't, yeah? We go off, you know, we go off into the side roads, you know, of avidya, that tells us what we see, you know, that tells us what we hear, that tells us what we think, yeah? So we have to really, if you don't want to be in the dark, and the only time we are not in the dark is when we are, for instance, you know, with our Buddha or with the breath, yeah? Then we know things, yeah? If we deviate from the Buddha, if we deviate from the breath, we are already, most of the time, we are in the future. I mean, we live in the future. What am I going to do next, yeah? Huh? I mean, my Obertax knows it. Yeah, I mean, they just do one thing and then already think about three things ahead, you know, what they need to do. Or you think, you know, when you're sweeping, you already think about, I don't know what you think about. Huh? Maybe I have to check about what you think about. Huh? You think about this, you think about that. But if we think about this and if we think about that, are we actually, you know, in reality? Or are we just there in our dreams? Yeah? We imagine the future, yeah, based on the experience that we had in the past. So being either in the past, you know, and saying, oh, the past was better, my meditation yesterday was better, you know, why is it not better now? Yeah. It is being in the past, but it's not being in the present moment. It is very important to know, you know, I mean, even though, but we are so used to it, to our senses, you know, that tells us what is happening in this world. And living actually, you know, I mean, I talked about before, you know, I mean, haven't talked lately about it, yeah. Living in the ivory tower of our symbols, you know, manipulating the symbols, yeah. Symbols, yeah. Creating new symbols. Oh, that is exciting, yeah. And thinking about the things that we don't know or that we don't understand. We want to know, huh? Isn't that a part of avijja? Wanting to know but not being able to know, huh? Wanting to understand, yeah, I mean, I need to know this, I need to know that, yeah. Why don't we want to know what is going on in our heart? Huh? At this very moment. Because all, when you close your eyes, all what you feel is the sensations or the intentions, you know, to do something, the intentions to think something, the intention to hear something, or the intention even to interpret, yeah. I mean, it is very quickly, yeah. But sometimes you see it happening, you know, if it is in the dark and you don't have your eyes open and you hear a sound, then you don't really know what the sound is, yeah. So you assume this, you assume that, yeah. We're living in our assumptions, we're living in our dreams, we're living constantly in our planned future, yeah. We are not there in the present moment, and only if we have sati, yeah. Only if our flashlight is strong enough to be able to see clearly what is happening in our heart, then we are in our present moment. But the moment a thought forms, you know, and says, ah, yes, this is it. Yeah? We are gone. We are blinded by our own thoughts. We are blinded by our memories. That tells us what is happening. Don't you want to know what is happening? Yeah? All what is happening is sensations coming in, sensations going out. Sensations are born, sensations go away. Yeah? And the heart reacting, or the kilesas reacting to these sensations. I mean, you can see it very clearly, you know, when you just, you know, for 1 hour or 2 hours say, okay, now I want to stay with the Buddha, or I want to stay with the breath. I mean, all what you feel is sensations. But, you know, how long, you know, before the mind drifts off? And when the mind drifts off, you're not in the present moment. And you already assume something. Yeah? You assume something about your practice. You assume something about what you want to do now, afterwards. Yeah, that is not living in the present moment. In the present moment, yeah, that is. And I think I talked often enough about when we are in the present moment, that's where we can solve problems. Yeah. But actually there are no problems there. Yeah? There are only decisions to do or decisions nothing to do. And most of the time there's nothing to do. Yeah? But because of, you know, some unpleasant sensations that we have, we think we need to do. We think we need to scratch, or we think we need to get up because of the unpleasant sensation of pain. So don't get fooled by the senses. Yeah. I mean, even though you see very clearly with your eyes, you know, and just like the rest of the human humankind, you know, they see clearly, very clearly what is happening, you know. But it is like, you know, I mean, it is like, you know, we're standing on the window and we never look, you know, what is happening in our own house. Yeah? And our own house is the heart. We're always looking outside. Huh? And we're interpreting the things that happen inside the house, you know, with the things that we see outside. How accurate is that? Huh? Huh? How accurate is that? Huh? We see somebody passing by, and then, you know, I mean, and then we associate with the feeling that comes up in the heart. Huh? What has this to do, you know, with the person passing by, or with this person coming, or with this thing happening, or that thing happening? Huh? What has it to do with what is going on in the heart? It takes it, it latches onto these senses. Huh? And that's why the Lord Buddha said, you know, I mean, we should refrain, you know, restrain our senses, yeah? And just stay with the Buddha, you know, samadhi. That is very important, yeah? And samadhi and sati, when you look at the Eightfold Path, you know, sati and samadhi are two different things, huh? I never get it right. You write, right livelihood and so on, and so right samadhi, right sati, yeah? Right view, right opinion, or whatever it is, yeah? Samadhi and sati are different things, yeah? So we have to develop the sati, and that is the most important or most difficult thing for us, yeah? Sati is just knowing what is going on, not making any inference, huh? Of what is going on, yeah? Ah, Buddha is, yeah? And then we say, oh, it is so difficult. That is an inference, huh? I mean, what is so difficult about one breath, huh? What is so difficult about one Buddha? One Buddha, yeah? What is difficult about it? Yeah? We're getting fooled. Oh, it's so difficult. Oh, it's so difficult. Oh, I'm so tired. Oh, yeah? I mean, who tells us these things, yeah? I mean, when we sit down, you know, we wanted to stay with the Buddha, or we wanted to stay with the breath. And whatever comes into the mind, whatever thought, you know, whatever memory is pulled up, you know, is pulled up by the kilesas, because the Dhamma just wants to stay with the Buddha, or wants to stay with the breath. That's it. Hmm? But they're constantly drawing us out. They're constantly drawing us in the blind, yeah? And they make us believe that we really see, and they make us believe that we really understand. And they make us believe that we really know. And that's why we are in the blind. Yeah? That's why we are in the dark. Yeah? We are completely living in the darkness. Yeah? And the more our thoughts are going out in the future or in the past, the more we live in the past. We live in the darkness. Yeah? We don't see things are happening. And we don't see and understand how things are coming up. That's why I always incite you, you know, to do your daily reflection, to be able, you know, to follow the path, yeah? To follow the things that are happening. When you get up in the morning and you get up in a bad mood, this will color your whole day, huh? Or when you get up, you know, and have a very good meditation, this will also color your whole day. It makes it good, you know, and the other way it makes it bad, yeah? It makes it difficult. Oh, it is so difficult, yeah? I mean, this is a judgment. It has nothing to do with reality. In reality, there is nothing, you know, difficult there, and there's nothing easy as well, yeah? There's just doing, just observing, 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 observing. What is going on in the heart? We love to be, you know, we love to be in thought, yeah? We love to be in another world, yeah? In the future, yeah? We love to be in the future. We love to be, you know, planning the future, yeah? I mean, if I do this, you know, I will be happy. If I do that, I will be happy, you know? I mean, if I do this, my meditation practice will go. Today is not good, you know, let's put some more effort tomorrow, yeah? We don't know if tomorrow is coming, huh? We don't know. I mean, if we go to sleep tonight, we don't know if we wake up. I mean, we never worry about this. Yeah? But the moment we enter samadhi, we worry about that we die. Huh? Because when thoughts and memories disappear, you know, then what is left? The I has died. Huh? The ego has, for a moment or for the time we are in samadhi, is gone. There is nobody taking hold of these sensations, and that's where we actually can see what is really going on in the heart. That's where we experience life, yeah? That's where we are alive, yeah? If we are constantly in our thoughts, we are dead, yeah? Or we are blinded, or we are in the dark, yeah? You understand that? Huh? So try the most of the... Huh? Try it at most as you can, yeah? Even if it is not formal meditation, you know, stay with the Buddha. Or to stay with the breath. Just have one object of concentration. That is, this one object of concentration, that's what we want to know. How is this object of the concentration changing? Yeah? How is it at this moment? How is it at the next moment? How is it at the moment afterwards? Yeah? And so on and so on. And there's nothing difficult about it. Just one Buddha passed, then the next Buddha, and then the next Buddha. And what is coming before the pain, you know? I mean, why do you get up, Have you ever asked yourself, you know, when you finish your meditation, why did you get out of meditation? What was the reason? Discomfort? Boredom? What is it? Do you ask yourself, what is the reason? Why do you get out of meditation? If it is so nice, you think the moment you think, it's so nice, you know, and the next moment you get up. Why? Why? If it is so nice, why do you get up? And who tells you it's nice? Who tells you it's bad? Who tells you it's easy? Who tells you it's difficult? These are interpretations. These fool us. These lead us into the darkness. In the darkness of the samsara. In the darkness of this life. Be it a human life or be it another life. You know, I mean, it's... I mean, the devas are as blinded as we are. Also the beings in hell, all the animals and so on. They're all blinded. They all can see, you know. They all can see. They all can experience things. But they all live in the world of non-reality. They live in their imaginations. Whatever they see, whatever they build, you know, they live in these imaginations. What do we really see? What do we really hear? Get down to it. Hear without interpretation. See without interpretation. Just see form and color. Hear. Close your eyes and just listen to sound, you know, without any interpretation coming up. That's when we have sati. That's when we are in the heart. That's when we look inside our house and not constantly outside. All the time. Do your daily reflection to develop wisdom, to see what is going on in the house, to see what is going in the heart. Do it, and do samadhi, you know. I mean, take the time, I mean, we still don't have anything to do, take the time, you know, to practice intensively, Don't talk to each other, if it is not absolutely necessary, And at every moment, from the moment we wake up, until the time we put our head on the pillow, you know, I mean, we stay with the Buddha or the breath, you know, or our object of contemplation. I mean, we can do walking meditation and contemplating death, or we can do walking meditation and investigating the body, or we can do sitting meditation, and when the pain comes up, we investigate pain. What is pain? I mean, what are the symbols that we constantly live in? We have so many, you know, our language is so full of words, but what do they actually mean if they are retranslated back into the basic things, in the sensations, in the six sensations that the body receives, I mean, then it's only six, Okay, you can define, you know, you can define the six senses as, each of the senses as pleasant, you know, neutral or unpleasant, right? And then you have six times three, that makes 18. And how many words do we have in our languages? So, I mean, we differentiate, And we live in these differentiations. We live in our ivory tower and don't know what is going on in the bases. I mean, I used this similar before. Now I use another one. I mean, we're constantly staring out of the window, looking what is going on outside, not knowing what is going on in our house, yeah, or in our citta. It's a new one. Look inside the heart, you know, get it going. Get to samadhi and develop sati, you know, sati. I mean, how long can you keep sati? Sati is this awareness that knows what is going on but doesn't make any interpretations. That doesn't tell you. Sati doesn't tell you what is going on. It just knows what is going on. And then comes, you know, then comes the interpretation, then comes the speculation of what is going on. So we live, you know, we do live, you know, most of the time in the darkness because we don't know what is going on. We don't know what came on before the pain. You know, what kind of thoughts came up, yeah, before the pain really starts irritating us. Or before a touch or feeling of the body irritates us. You know, before a sound irritates us. What was going on, Get to know the inside of your house, yeah? Don't look constantly outside, you know, look inside, yeah? And we look inside through samadhi, through the practice of samadhi, through developing this awareness, through developing the sati, yeah? Knowing it every time, what is going on, and not falling for these interpretations. You understand that? Okay, are there any questions? That's enough for today, yeah? Yeah?
There is one question from Joris. He's working in financial market, so he's always in contact with money, and his job is to help people to get more money. So
yeah.
He has observed that he is on the half, he has like an attachment towards money. You don't see money necessarily as something bad, like, he says his money can also do good and provide some comfort.
Yeah.
He seems that for him, he starts to get like an obsession. He thinks a lot about money and also all his choice, you know, for the future and expenses are based on money. And so he realizes this attachment and he realizes it creates, and this greed he has in the heart, and he realizes this creates dukkha. So he was asking you, how would he investigate that, this attachment towards money?
He has to, first of all, you know, I mean, money is neutral, yeah? I mean, just like everything, you know, every tool is neutral, yeah? It can be used for good, you know, a knife can be used to operate somebody, save somebody's life, a knife can be used to, you know, to kill somebody, yeah? So, I mean, it depends on how you use it. The attachment to money is what he has to investigate is association with money. Huh? I mean, and then he has to drill down. Then he has to look at, you know, money. What do I associate with it? Wealth, you know, security or whatever, you know, or status or whatever. I mean, he has to look down to it. Yeah? He has to look into that. Yeah? What are my associations? When I think of money, what are my associations of it? Yeah? And then he sees, you know, then he sees the greed behind it, why he wants more. And if he sees the, you know, the greed, what, that he wants more, what do I want, what I don't already have? These are the questions he should ask himself. What do I want? What can I buy with the things that I, do happiness or, you know, security or whatever I want with this money, whatever I want to buy with this money, really, yeah? What do I want to get out of it? And if I look, you know, for instance, you know, comes up security, yeah? And then ask, where does the feeling of security arise? In the heart. So why do I need money, you know, to buy some things, you know, when the security arises in the heart? Or when the comfort or the contentedness or whatever arises in the heart. That's where I should look, yeah? So, I mean, but I have to do this reflection, I have to do this investigation. What do I want from this? Yeah? What do I want to buy? You know, why do I need more money? Yeah? I want status. You know, what is its status? Yeah? I mean, look at it and then define it, investigate what is status, what is actually, you know, in terms of feeling. Yeah? And, yeah, where do the feelings arise? And then look until he finds the feeling in his own heart. Because only then, when he finds the feelings that he thinks he can buy with money, or he can secure with money, yeah? Only then, you know, when he finds the feeling in his own heart, then the greed for this money, you know, goes. Yeah? Or the greed for the things that he wants goes. Because he sees, you know, I mean, he has nothing to do. He has not to do anything, you know, except for looking in his heart. But because it is so difficult, you know, and every one of you knows for himself to look into this heart. Because the whole talk was about, you know, looking into the heart, knowing what is going on in the heart. Not constantly looking outside, yeah? So we have to, you know, in this case, you know, it is very important. He can apply this thing to everything, yeah? To his girlfriend or to his wife or whatever. I don't know if he's married already. Huh? Or to his job, you know, he can apply. What do I expect from it, you know? Huh? And then not only one time. I mean, he has to do often so that all the nuances that he wants, all his desires, you know, that he can define his desires, you know, very clearly. Yeah, what do I expect from it? Yeah, and then, you know, when I expect this, you know, love from my, you know, from my wife, you know, or from my girlfriend, you know, then I look, you know, love is in my heart, you know. I mean, she has nothing to do with the love that I was looking for. Yeah. And nothing, with the thing I buy has nothing to do with the comfort or the security that I'm looking for, because the security or the feeling of love or the feeling of kindness or the feeling of not being lonely, you know, arises in the heart, yeah? And so he has to go, you know, he has to go into samadhi to see, you know, I mean, to be able, you know, to let go of these outside things that constantly bombard him. Yeah? So he sees very clearly, you know, everything what he wants, yeah? Because if there's no more thought, if there's no more memory coming up, I mean, he's completely contented, he doesn't want anything. Yeah? The moment he comes out, he wants this and he wants that and he wants all these things, yeah? Because we are separate from ourselves. Huh? The moment we go out in the world, the moment we look through the window, you know, I mean, we are separate from the house that we live in. Huh? And that creates this loneliness. That creates this insecurity. The moment we go back into our house, you know, we go into samadhi, you know, I mean, huh? The security is back. The loneliness is gone. The fear is gone. Huh? All these things are gone. Huh? And then we come out again, you know, and then we already separate ourselves. The moment we go out of our heart, we separate ourselves, yeah? And that is the painful feeling that we constantly feel. And that makes us so restless, yeah? You understand? I think this is explained. And he can use this kind of investigation for everything, and it is especially also for you, yeah? I mean, the same thing holds true for each one of you. Yeah? Whatever you want, whatever you desire, you know, I mean, you can break it down, you know, investigate, okay, if I get this, you know, if I have this, or if I do this, you know, what do I get? Yeah? What do I get what I don't already have? But, you know, looking inside the heart, the Kilesas tell you it's so difficult. But actually it's so easy. All what you have to do is, you know, I mean, constantly repeat Buddha or constantly stay the focus to the breath, yeah? It's the kilesas that draw you out. Understood? Yeah? Okay.